Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today. Our lesson is called How I Learned to Read and Write Korean. We're going to be learning from Jo. She always has such interesting experiences, and she did get to travel to Korea, and she's talking about how she learned how to read and write Korean. Well, this makes me wonder, what about you? How important do you think it is to learn the local language for a country that you are visiting? Carolyn?
Well, I think that if you're going to be there for a while, maybe more than just a vacation, if you're there for an extended period of time, you should definitely learn the local language. It will make things much, much easier for you as you try to adjust to the new culture or the very different way of life there.
I agree. I want to go and visit some places in South America. I will probably need to learn some Spanish first. I think that would be important. And also, we learned about Chen Wei-ying, the Orioles baseball pitcher. And when I was researching about his life, actually I learned that when he went to pitch in Japan, he learned Japanese because he did not want to be seen as an outsider. So you might have many reasons for why you want to learn the local language. Now it's time for us to get started with the first reading of today's lesson.
How I Learned to Read and Write Korean. My adventures in South Korea began with an important language lesson. After university, I decided to move to Daegu, South Korea, to teach English for a year. All my research told me it wasn't necessary to learn Korean. I thought I would need to study it, but every website, blog, and forum said no. So when I left for Korea, the only Korean word in my vocabulary was kimchi. When I arrived in Seoul, I felt baffled by the unusual Korean writing. Lines and circles were everywhere I looked. Only some were translated into English.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. For many travelers, encountering a new culture means new food and new faces. What about a new language? In this month's Passport article, we'll follow Jo as she recounts her journey navigating Korea and its language. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Research. Research is a noun. The scientist's research led to a surprising discovery about pineapple. Baffle. Baffle is a verb. The math problem baffled even the teachers. Translate. Translate is a verb. Please translate this paragraph into German. Scenery. Scenery is a noun. Tourists go to Greece partly to enjoy the beautiful scenery. Your more information words are forum. Forum is a noun. I spy. I spy is a noun. Sounds like a great article. Let's dive right in.
All right, well, let's get started at the very beginning here. We read, My adventures in South Korea began with an important language lesson. This is interesting. Usually, I think of a language lesson as something you do in a classroom. Is that what Jo's talking about here, Carolyn?
It is not. It's something that she learned while she was in South Korea, not in a classroom learning a language, but just living there. Mm-hmm. We see, after university, I decided to move to Daegu, South Korea, to teach English for a year. So she graduated from school, from university, and moved to a city in South Korea.
That's right, Daegu. And she decided to teach English for a year. Well, I think we have something to learn with Steve and Ken in the information cloud about that word university.
Hi, friends. If you're still in high school, have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate? Are you going to go to college or are you going to go to university?
These are two distinct questions, but if you're in the U.S., the two questions are actually one and the same.
That's right. Americans use the terms college and university to mean the same thing. It's common to say someone is going off to college, even if they're actually going to university. But technically, the two terms are different.
That's right. Colleges are usually small and only offer 4-year degrees. Universities are large, made up of many colleges. For example, Ohio State University has its own College of Arts and Sciences, among others.
Though they're smaller, some of the top-ranked schools in the U.S. are colleges. One example is the Ivy League school, Dartmouth College.
And that's quite different from a community college, which offers trade and technical certifications and training, but seldom offers 4-year degrees,
which are called bachelor's degrees. Universities, on the other hand, can offer advanced degrees like master's degrees and doctoral degrees.
今天的课文中，作者讲到他大学毕业后就决定到南韩教英文。大学毕业，他用了 after university. 其实，在美国，在口语上 university 跟 college 是同义字，所以作者呢也可以说 after college. 同样的，如果你要说你上大学，一般人会说 I go to college， 而不会说 I go to university. 大学生也叫做 college student， 而不是 university student. 但是严格的讲， college 跟 university 是有差别的。 College 一般是指比较小，而且只有大学部的学院。 University 的规模呢就比较大。一个 university 里头也许会有好几个 colleges，而最重要的是 university 会提供 advanced degrees 高级学位，像是 master's degree 硕士学位，或更高的 doctoral degree 博士学位。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
It is an interesting difference between those two words. Well, continuing in our article, Joe writes, "All my research told me it wasn't necessary to learn Korean." So she had done a lot of research, and that is a word from the word bank. It means that you look something up. You look up the information, and you gather research. So all of her research that she had collected told her that she didn't need to learn Korean in order to live in South Korea.
That's right. And you can use this word research as a verb as well. Often I use it as a verb. I had to research many things for my trip. I wanted to get the best prices. I did a lot of research. Or maybe in school you have to research a lot because you're writing a research paper. Or maybe you've graduated, you're working, and your job is in research. You get to research many things.
That's right. So this word can be used in many different ways: to research, to have some research, or a research paper. Many ways that you can use this word. Well, continuing, she says, "I thought I would need to study it, but every website, blog, and forum said no." So she thought that if she wanted to move to South Korea, she should study some Korean, but everything she read, every website, blog, and forum said she didn't need to.
That's right. It seems like a lot of foreigners that went to Korea were suggesting it's not important to learn the local language. Now, a forum is a meeting place for an open discussion. It could be an official meeting place, or you could go somewhere online, and many people are talking about a certain topic.
That's right. So when I left, or when Joe left for Korea, the only Korean word in my vocabulary was kimchi. So kimchi is a popular Korean food, a pickled cabbage usually that is kind of spicy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people enjoy eating it, and this was the only word in Korean that she knew.
That's right. It's the only thing she knew how to say, kimchi. There are many different kinds of kimchi, and it is delicious. Well, we continue. When I arrived in Seoul, I felt baffled by the unusual Korean writing. I think you might feel the same way when it comes to many languages. You feel baffled about something. Let's take a look at that word bank word. To be baffled is to be confused by something.
That's right. So if you are baffled, then you are very confused. You don't understand it at all. And if you are looking at a writing that you are not familiar with, a different language, maybe you know Chinese, but you don't know English. Mm-hmm. When you see English words, they might baffle you. You might feel baffled by them, very confused.
Well, what baffles you? Sometimes when I'm looking at directions that a friend gives me, the directions baffle me. I'm not really sure what they mean. I'm not sure where I should go because I am just baffled.
Well, and Jo was baffled by these things that she was seeing. She says, lines and circles were everywhere I looked. Only some were translated into English. So she was baffled by the lines and circles that are used to write Korean, and they were everywhere she looked.
That's right. This phrase, everywhere I looked, everywhere I went, I saw these things. Something else that could be everywhere is convenience stores. They're everywhere you go.
That's right. So everywhere you look, you can see a convenience store, mm-hmm. a 7-Eleven or a Family Mart. They are everywhere you look. You might say, I was walking through the woods and there were birds everywhere I looked. They were all over the place.
That's right. Well, we do have another word here we want to talk about. It is the word translate. This is from our word bank. When you translate something, you're taking it from one language and saying it in another language. Have you ever translated something from Chinese to English before?
Or from English to Chinese. If mm-hmm. you are learning languages, it is important to know how to translate things correctly so that you understand their meanings. Well, right now we want to take some time to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 forum 这个名词。Forum 是指针对某个议题的论坛或者是讨论会。如果要说明是针对哪个议题的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，Representatives from many countries attended the forum on global warming。许多国家的代表都参加了这个讨论温室效应的论坛。Forum 也指表达意见的网站、电视节目或报纸专栏等等的平台。例如 ,the website is a forum on political issues. 这个网站是讨论政治议题的论坛。接下来我们看的是 baffle 这个动词。baffle 是指使困惑或者是把某人给难倒。例如 ,the software's complicated installment procedure really baffled me. 这个软体复杂的安装程序真的把我给难倒了。它的现在分词 baffling 是指令人困惑的或者是令人不解的。例如 ,there seems to be no reason for her baffling symptoms. 它令人费解的症状似乎没有任何的理由。
Today we are learning more about one of the adventures that Jo has gone on, and here we are talking about how she learned to read and write Korean. When she graduated from university, she moved to a city in South Korea, and she was baffled by all of the lines and circles that she saw around her. Her research told her that she didn't need to learn Korean, and now she is finding it difficult to get around South Korea. Well, we have some more to learn from Jo's article in the next part of our reading.
How I Learned to Read and Write Korean. On the bus ride to Daegu, Korean was on every sign we passed. It bothered me that I couldn't read anything. I looked at the bus ticket in my hands, more lines and circles. My eyes settled on one symbol. It looked like a phone hanging on a wall. I decided to play a game of I spy with myself. I searched the passing scenery for this same symbol. Later, I would discover this symbol day is the first in the name Daegu, my new home.
Well, it seems like Joe is getting a little bit frustrated not being able to understand everything that she sees around her. We continue with her story. On the bus ride to Daegu, Korean was on every sign we passed. I think that's how it feels when you go to another country. Everything you see, all the signs are in that language. It just seems very foreign.
It does, and it can be very confusing, and perhaps some of the blogs that she had read before were from people who had stayed in larger cities, but she is on a bus going to Daegu, and all of the signs are in Korean. We see that it bothered me that I couldn't read anything. So she really didn't understand anything that was on the sign that she went past.
That's right. She describes these signs earlier as lines and circles. That's kind of how the language looks when it's written down. And it would bother me too if I went somewhere and I just couldn't understand anything. Well, Joe continues, I looked at the bus ticket in my hands, more lines and circles. That's right. That's how she describes it.
More lines and circles. My eyes settled on one symbol. It looked like a phone hanging on a wall. And this is kind of an interesting way to look at other languages and their writing systems. When you look at something that you don't understand, you try to make a connection. And here, she found one Korean word that looked like a phone hanging on a wall.
And so she decided to play a game. She says, I decided to play a game of I spy with myself. Carolyn, this is a fun game. How do you play I spy?
Well, one person will pick an object, and then the other person will have to guess what the object is by asking for some clues.
Okay, and usually there's kind of a little rhyme with this game. Here's how it goes. Actually, let's play. Okay, it goes like this. I spy with my little eye something that is orange. Carolyn, what
orange,
is it?
Orange. Orange. Something orange.
It's her shirt.
Oh, Gabe.
What?
Is it my shirt?
You heard me.
No, no, but it is the only thing orange here, so it's a little easy, actually.
Right. That was quite an easy game of I spy.
Well, Joe played a game of I spy with herself, so there wasn't another person guessing. She says, I searched the passing scenery for this same symbol. So she looked at the things around her for this symbol that looked like a phone hanging on a wall. And she uses that word scenery. She looked at the scenery. What does this mean, Gabe?
Well, scenery is anything that you can see. So I usually think of it in a positive way. Maybe you go visit a certain country and there is great or beautiful scenery. You can see mountains and rivers and lakes and lots of nature I think of when I think of the word scenery.
Yes, that is usually what I think of as well, or the place behind you. You might say the scenery here is lovely, or the scenery on the stage was very well done in that play.
That's right. But I think Joe is also talking about basically anything that she saw in the city. It doesn't have to be nature. You could be talking about the city that you're passing on a bus, the things that you see, the passing scenery.
Well, let's learn about this symbol, this phone hanging on a wall. She says that later I would discover this symbol, Day, is the first in the name Daegu, my new home. So this symbol that she was playing the game of I spy to find turned out to be part of the name of the town.
The part of the name of the town the new home, the new place she would be staying or living. I like that she wrote that, her new home, because she wanted to feel like she was at home in this place. Well, it's time for us to learn something new or have fun with a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Here I am in Korea. I decided to move here to teach English.
English.
I wanted to study Korean before I came, but no! All my research said it wasn't necessary. Every website, blog, and forum said no!
No.
So here I am in Korea, and the only Korean word in my vocabulary is kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yeah. Korean writing baffles me. I see lines and circles everywhere I look. Even on my bus ticket, it has lines and circles.
Circles.
Yeah. On my bus ride to Daegu, I saw Korean writing on every sign. Only some were translated, so I couldn't read anything. Just lines and circles.
Lines and circles.
That bothers me. So I'm playing a game with myself. I'm trying to find this symbol. The one that looks like a phone hanging on a wall.
A phone. Hello.
Hello? Yeah. I wonder what this symbol means.
Daegu. Here.
Really? So this symbol is the first name of my new home.
Home. Daegu. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You want some kimchi? You look hungry. Let's go eat.
You speak English!
Of course.
My eyes settled on one simple, the settle on 这个动词片语。Settle 本来是指定居的意思，但是 settle on 在这里是指目光落在某个地方或者是注视着某处。例如 the director's eyes settled on Melody, a brilliant and magnetic performer. 这位导演注视着 Melody, 一位才华洋溢又具有吸引力的表演者。所以我们看的是 scenery 这个名词 ,scenery 是指风景、风光或者是周遭的环境。例如 ,the photo can't capture the beautiful scenery of the valley. 这张照片没有办法捕捉这个山谷美丽的风光。scenery 也指舞台的布景。例如 ,the musical scenery was designed and built by the seniors. 这出舞台剧的布景是由高三生所设计及制作的。And let's get back to our lesson now.
Well, we found out in today's lesson that Jo didn't learn much Korean before she went to South Korea, and so she had to learn everything while she was there. Well, have you had a similar experience like Jo? She looked around and everything she saw was in a foreign language. Has that ever happened to you, Carolyn?
Well, actually, a very similar experience. I was studying in university, or it was a college in the United States, and I decided I wanted to learn Chinese and study abroad to do it. But I went to China, and I had never studied Chinese before, so it was a little bit confusing. I felt very baffled by all of the strange characters because I couldn't read any Chinese.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think sometimes this can even happen in your own language. If it's a topic you don't know much about, I might open a science book and not know anything that they're talking about, even though it's in English. Has this ever happened to you? Well, thank you for joining us for today, and we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Jason got Sherry to a safe place, but now Unlai and Mr. Lau are chasing him and Junfan. What are they going to do? Stay tuned for this next episode of The Stranger.
I saw two men walk out of the front door. They were shouting at each other and waving their guns. I knew they were looking for me and prayed they wouldn't think of looking in the duck shed. My prayers were answered, but instead of searching for me, my kidnappers went after Jason and June Fan.
They're after us! Run!
Run? Where?
Across the rice paddies. We can hide on the other side. Follow me.
I'm right behind you.
Oh, no. They have flashlights. They can see us. Get down. Run for your life, Jason, and keep low.
All right.
Get up, Jason. There's no time to fall down.
Actually, this is exactly the time to fall down. They're shooting at us.
Come on, take my hand. I'll help you. They're getting closer.
Those shots sound as if they're coming from over there. We're surrounded.
Stay low.
I told you this was a good time to fall down.
From my hiding place, I saw tiny specks of light coming from the road. Then there were tremendous flashes of fire, followed by the sound of gunfire. I heard the voices of several people shouting out to each other in Chinese. They were getting closer to the house. In fact, they were heading straight for the place where Jason and June Fan were hiding.
Oh, no! I didn't realize there was a whole gang with my uncle. We're surrounded!
This looks like the end of the road, my friend.
Could it really be the end for Jun Fan and Jason? How will Sherry escape? Join us next time to see what happens.